by Side, Second Edition, by Stephen J. Malinsky and Bill Bliss. Book 2, Chapter 1, Page 2. Are you going to cook spaghetti this week? Listen.
Are you going to cook spaghetti this week?
No, I'm not. I cooked spaghetti last week, and I don't like to cook spaghetti very often.
Do exercises 1 through 12. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin. 1. Are you going to study English this weekend?
No, I'm not. I studied English last weekend, and I don't like to study English very often.
2.
Are you going to watch TV tonight?
No, I'm not. I watched TV last night, and I don't like to watch TV very often.
3.
Are you going to drink coffee this morning?
No, I'm not. I drank coffee yesterday morning, and I don't like to drink coffee very often. 4.
Is Robert going to buy new clothes this year?
No, he isn't. He bought new clothes last year, and he doesn't like to buy new clothes very often.
5.
Are you going to have dessert this evening?
No, we aren't. We had dessert yesterday evening, and we don't like to have dessert very often.
6.
Is Tommy going to play baseball this Saturday?
No, he isn't. He played baseball last Saturday, and he doesn't like to play baseball very often.
7.
Is Mr. Peterson going to plant flowers this spring?
No, he isn't. He planted flowers last spring, and he doesn't like to plant flowers very often.
8.
Is Mrs. Johnson going to clean her apartment this week?
No, she isn't. She cleaned her apartment last week, and she doesn't like to clean her apartment very often.
9.
Are you going skiing this February?
No, we aren't. We went skiing last February, and we don't like to go skiing very often.
10.
Is Linda going to travel to Canada this August?
No, she isn't. She traveled to Canada last August, and she doesn't like to travel to Canada very often.
11.
Are Mr. and Mrs. Smith going to London this summer?
No, they aren't. They went to London last summer, and they don't like to go to London very often.
12. Are you and your friends going to Miami this winter?
No, we aren't. We went to Miami last winter, and we don't like to go to Miami very often.
4. What are you going to give your wife for her birthday? Listen. What are you going to give your wife for her birthday?
I don't know. I can't give her a necklace. I gave her a necklace last year.
How about flowers?
No, I can't give her flowers. I gave her flowers 2 years ago.
Well, what are you going to give her?
I don't know. I really have to think about it.
1-5. You will hear the correct line after you speak. 1. We'll begin.
What are you going to give your husband for his birthday?
I don't know. I can't give him a new shirt. I gave him a new shirt last year.
How about a necktie?
No, I can't give him a necktie. I gave him a necktie 2 years ago.
Well, what are you going to give him?
I don't know. I really have to think about it.
2. We'll begin.
What are you going to give your girlfriend for her birthday?
I don't know. I can't give her perfume. I gave her perfume last year.
How about a bracelet?
No, I can't give her a bracelet. I gave her a bracelet 2 years ago.
Well, what are you going to give her?
I don't know. I really have to think about it.
Three. We'll begin.
What are you going to give your boyfriend for his birthday?
I don't know. I can't give him a belt. I gave him a belt last year.
How about a sweater?
No, I can't give him a sweater. I gave him a sweater 2 years ago.
Well, what are you going to give him?
I don't know. I really have to think about it.
Four. You begin.
What are you going to give your grandmother for her birthday?
I don't know. I can't give her flowers. I gave her flowers last year.
How about candy?
No, I can't give her candy. I gave her candy 2 years ago.
Well, what are you going to give her?
I don't know. I really have to think about it.
Five. You begin.
What are you going to give your daughter for her birthday?
I don't know. I can't give her a bicycle. I gave her a bicycle last year.
How about a doll?
No, I can't give her a doll. I gave her a doll 2 years ago.
Well, what are you going to give her?
I don't know. I really have to think about it.
Page 5. Harry, I'm really upset. Listen.
Harry, I'm really upset. Do you know what day this was? It was my birthday, Harry. And you forgot again. You didn't send me flowers. You didn't give me candy. You didn't buy me a present. And you didn't even wish me happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Gladys.
I love you, Harry.
Page 6. Very good friends, East and West. Listen. Tom and Janet are very good friends. They grew up together, they went to high school together, and they went to college together. Now, Tom lives in San Diego, and Janet lives in Philadelphia. Even though they live far apart, they're still very good friends. They write to each other very often. He writes her letters about life on the West Coast, and she writes him letters about life on the East Coast. They never forget each other's birthdays. Last year, he sent her a silver bracelet, and she sent him a silk necktie. Tom and Janet help each other very often. Last year, he lent her money when she was in the hospital, and she gave him advice when he lost his job. Tom and Janet like each other very much. They were always very good friends, and they still are. Very good friends, North and South. Listen.
Walter and Linda are our very good friends. For many years, we went to church together, we took vacations together, and our children played together. Now, Walter and Linda live in Alabama, and we still live here in Minnesota. Even though we live far apart, we're still very good friends. We write to each other very often. We write them letters about life up north, and they write us letters about life down south. We never forget each other's anniversaries. Last year, we sent them a plant, and they sent us a painting. We also help each other very often. Last year, we lent them money when they bought a new car, and they gave us advice when we sold our house and moved into an apartment. We like each other very much. We were always good friends, and we still are.
Page 7. Listening. Listen and choose the best answer. 1.
What are you going to cook tomorrow?
2. What did you give your husband for his birthday?
3.
When did you plant these flowers?
4. What do you do in the winter?
5.
Where did your parents go on their vacation?
6.
How often do they write to each other?
7.
What did he send her?
8.
When are you going to move?
1. Side by Side, 2nd edition, Book 2, Chapter 2, Page 11. Let's make sandwiches for lunch. Listen to the first model.
Let's make sandwiches for lunch.
Sorry, we can't. There isn't any bread.
Listen to the second model.
Let's make an apple pie for dessert.
Sorry, we can't. There aren't any apples.
Do exercise 1 based on the first model. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin.
Let's make a salad for dinner.
Sorry, we can't. There isn't any lettuce. Do exercise 2 based on the second model. We'll begin.
Let's make an omelet for breakfast.
Sorry, we can't. There aren't any eggs.
Do exercises 3 through 8. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin. 3. Let's make some fresh lemonade.
Sorry, we can't. There aren't any lemons.
Four. Let's bake a cake for dessert.
Sorry, we can't. There isn't any flour.
Five. Let's make pizza for lunch.
Sorry, we can't. There isn't any cheese. 6.
Let's make some fresh orange juice for breakfast.
Sorry, we can't. There aren't any oranges.
7.
Let's make chicken and rice for dinner.
Sorry, we can't. There isn't any chicken.
8. Let's have French fries with our hamburgers.
Sorry, we can't. There aren't any potatoes.
12. How much milk do you want? Listen to the first model.
How much milk do you want?
Not too much. Just a little.
Okay. Here you are.
Thanks.
Listen to the second model.
How many cookies do you want?
Not too many. Just a few.
Okay. Here you are.
Thanks.
Do exercise 1 based on the first model. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin.
How much coffee do you want?
Not too much, just a little.
Okay, here you are.
Thanks.
Do exercise 2 based on the second model. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin.
How many French fries do you want?
Not too many, just a few.
Okay, here you are.
Thanks.
Do exercises 3, 4, and 5. You will hear the correct line after you speak. 3. We'll begin. How much ice cream do you want?
Not too much, just a little.
Okay, here you are.
Thanks.
4. You begin.
How much rice do you want?
Not too much, just a little.
Okay, here you are.
Thanks.
5. You begin.
How many meatballs do you want?
Not too many, just a few.
Okay, here you are.
Thanks.
13. On your own. Would you care for some more? Listen to exercise 1.
How do you like the potatoes?
I think they're delicious.
I'm glad you like them. Would you care for some more?
Yes, please. But not too many, just a few. My doctor says that too many potatoes are bad for my health.
Do exercises 2, 3, and 4. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin. 2.
How do you like the chocolate cake?
I think it's delicious.
I'm glad you like it. Would you care for some more?
Yes, please. But not too much. Just a little. My doctor says that too much chocolate cake is bad for my health.
Three.
How do you like the ice cream?
I think it's delicious.
I'm glad you like it. Would you care for some more?
Yes, please. But not too much, just a little. My doctor says that too much ice cream is bad for my health.
4.
How do you like the cookies?
I think they're delicious.
I'm glad you like them. Would you care for some more?
Yes, please. but not too many. Just a few. My doctor says that too many cookies are bad for my health.
Page 14. Two bags of groceries. Listen. Henry is at the supermarket, and he's really upset. He just bought some groceries, and he can't believe he just spent $40. He bought only a few oranges, a few apples, a little milk, a little ice cream, and a few eggs. He also bought just a little coffee, a few onions, a few bananas, a little rice, a little cheese, and a few lemons. He didn't buy very much fish. He didn't buy very many grapes. And he didn't buy very much meat. Henry just spent $40, but he's walking out of the supermarket with only two bags of groceries. No wonder he's upset. Page 14. Listening. Listen and choose what the people are talking about. 1.
How much do you want?
Just a little, please. 2.
Do you want some more?
Okay, but just a few.
3.
These are delicious.
I'm glad you like them. 4.
I ate too many.
How many did you eat?
5.
They're bad for my health.
Really?
6. It's very good.
Thank you.
7.
Would you care for some more?
Yes, but not too much.
8.
There isn't any.
There isn't?
15. Delicious. Listen.
Peter likes chocolate chip cookies. In fact, he eats them all the time. His friends often tell him that he eats too many chocolate chip cookies. But Peter doesn't think so. He thinks they're delicious. Gloria likes coffee. In fact, she drinks it all the time. Her doctor often tells her that she drinks too much coffee, but Gloria doesn't think so. She thinks it's delicious.
Tastes terrible. Listen. Sally doesn't like vegetables. In fact, she never eats them. Her parents often tell her that vegetables are good for her. But Sally doesn't care. She thinks they taste terrible. Michael doesn't like yogurt. In fact, he never eats it. His daughter often tells him that yogurt is good for him. But Michael doesn't care. He thinks it tastes terrible.
Side by Side, Second Edition, Book 2, Chapter 3, Page 18. My Shopping List. Listen and repeat. A can of beans. A jar of jam. A bottle of soda. A box of cereal. A bag of flour. A loaf of white bread. Two loaves of whole wheat bread. A bunch of bananas. Two bunches of carrots. A head of lettuce. A pound of butter. Half a pound of cheese. A quart of milk. A dozen eggs. Page 18. Do we need anything from the supermarket? Listen.
Do we need anything from the supermarket?
Yes. We need a loaf of bread.
A loaf of bread?
Yes.
Anything else?
No, just a loaf of bread.
Do exercises 1 through 7. You will hear the correct line after you speak. 1. We'll begin.
Do we need anything from the supermarket?
Yes, we need a box of cereal.
A box of cereal?
Yes.
Anything else?
No, just a box of cereal.
Two. We'll begin.
Do we need anything from the supermarket?
Yes. We need a jar of jam.
A jar of jam?
Yes.
Anything else?
No, just a jar of jam.
free. We'll begin.
Do we need anything from the supermarket?
Yes, we need a bottle of soda.
A bottle of soda?
Yes.
Anything else?
No, just a bottle of soda.
Four. We'll begin.
Do we need anything from the supermarket?
Yes, we need a bunch of bananas.
A bunch of bananas?
Yes.
Anything else?
No, just a bunch of bananas.
Five. You begin.
Do we need anything from the supermarket?
Yes, we need a can of vegetable soup.
A can of vegetable soup?
Yes.
Anything else?
No, just a can of vegetable soup.
Six. You begin.
Do we need anything from the supermarket?
Yes. We need a loaf of whole wheat bread.
A loaf of whole wheat bread?
Yes.
Anything else?
No, just a loaf of whole wheat bread.
Seven. You begin.
Do we need anything from the supermarket?
Yes, we need a bag of flour.
A bag of flour?
Yes.
Anything else?
No, just a bag of flour.
Page 19. How much does a head of lettuce cost? Listen to the first model.
How much does a head of lettuce cost?
95 cents.
95 cents? That's a lot of money.
You're right. Lettuce is very expensive this week.
Listen to the second model.
How much does a pound of apples cost?
$1.25.
$1.25? That's a lot of money.
You're right. Apples are very expensive this week.
Page 20. Nothing to eat for dinner. Listen. Joan had to work overtime at the office today. She got home late, and she was hungry. When she opened the refrigerator, She was very upset. There was nothing to eat for dinner. Joan sat down and wrote a shopping list. She needed a head of lettuce, a bunch of bananas, a quart of milk, a dozen eggs, 2 pounds of tomatoes, a pound of butter, 2 bunches of carrots, and a loaf of bread. Joan rushed out of the house and drove to the supermarket. When she got there, she was very disappointed. There wasn't any lettuce. There weren't any bananas. There wasn't any milk. There weren't any eggs. There weren't any tomatoes. There wasn't any butter. There weren't any carrots. And there wasn't any bread. Joan was tired and upset. In fact, she was so tired and upset that she lost her appetite, drove home, didn't have dinner, and went to bed. Page 20. Listening. Listen and choose what the people are talking about. 1. How much does a pound cost?
$1.40.
Two.
How many loaves do we need?
3.
They're very expensive this week.
You're right. 4.
Sorry, there isn't any more.
There isn't?
5.
I need 2 quarts.
Okay.
6.
I bought too many.
Really? 7.
There weren't any in the refrigerator.
Who ate them?
8.
How much does the large box cost?
$2.19.
21. What would you like? Listen to the first model.
What would you like for dessert?
I can't decide. What do you recommend?
I recommend our chocolate ice cream. Everybody says it's delicious.
Okay. Please give me a dish of chocolate ice cream.
Listen to the second model.
What would you like for breakfast?
I can't decide. What do you recommend?
I recommend our scrambled eggs. Everybody says they're out of this world.
Okay. Please give me an order of scrambled eggs.
Do exercises 1 through 8. You will hear the correct line after you speak. 1. We'll begin.
What would you like for dessert?
I can't decide.
What do you recommend?
I recommend our apple pie. Everybody says it's delicious.
Okay. Please give me a piece of apple pie. 2. We'll begin.
What would you like for lunch?
I can't decide. What do you recommend?
I recommend our chicken soup. Everybody says it's delicious.
Okay. Please give me a bowl of chicken soup.
3. We'll begin.
What would you like to drink?
I can't decide. What do you recommend?
I recommend our coffee. Everybody says it's delicious.
Okay. Please give me a cup of coffee. 4. We'll begin.
What would you like for breakfast?
I can't decide. What do you recommend?
I recommend our pancakes. Everybody says they're delicious.
Okay. Please give me an order of pancakes.
5. You begin.
What would you like to drink?
I can't decide. What do you recommend?
I recommend our red wine. Everybody says it's delicious.
Okay. Please give me a glass of red wine.
6. You begin.
What would you like for dessert?
I can't decide. What do you recommend?
I recommend our vanilla ice cream. Everybody says it's delicious.
Okay. Please give me a dish of vanilla ice cream.
7. You begin.
What would you like to drink?
I can't decide. What do you recommend?
I recommend our hot chocolate. Everybody says it's delicious.
Okay. Please give me a cup of hot chocolate.
8. You begin.
What would you like for dessert?
I can't decide. What do you recommend?
I recommend our strawberries. Everybody says they're delicious.
Okay. Please give me a bowl of strawberries.
Page 23. At the Continental Restaurant. Listen. Yesterday was Sherman and Dorothy Johnson's 23rd wedding anniversary. They went to the Continental Restaurant for dinner. This restaurant is a very special place for Sherman and Dorothy because they went there on their first date 24 years ago. Sherman and Dorothy sat at a quiet, romantic table in the corner. They had two glasses of wine, and then they ordered dinner. First, Dorothy ordered a bowl of vegetable soup, and Sherman ordered a glass of tomato juice. For the main course, Dorothy ordered baked chicken with rice, and Sherman ordered broiled fish with potatoes. For dessert, Dorothy ordered a piece of apple pie, and Sherman ordered a bowl of strawberries. Sherman and Dorothy enjoyed their dinner very much. The soup was delicious, and the tomato juice was fresh. The chicken was wonderful, and the rice was tasty. The fish was fantastic, and the potatoes were excellent. The apple pie was magnificent, and the strawberries were out of this world. Sherman and Dorothy had a wonderful evening at the Continental Restaurant. It was a very special anniversary. End of chapter 3.
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听啊，点啊。